Hey Jeff, we're waiting on Dave.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, you're good. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Got actually do have earbuds that I found that actually are working. So
outstanding.
Yeah, I had them. I did not know when I bought my phone.
Yeah.
They've been in the box brand new ever since I got my phone.
Oh, nice.
3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
I try to turn some lights on down here. Went down in the basement so I could get some quality alone time down here.
Privacy, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Friend.
Yeah.
You met her that let me know that they did play trivia last Thursday.
You told me.
At yeah, oh yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
How'd it go?
Yeah.
Well, I know you didn't go, but how was the turnout?
She said there were six teams.
That's not bad.
No, not bad. I did let Marcia know, and she's like, yeah, it's too soon for me.
Well, yeah, she's a nurse, so
that's true.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, me either.
But that's okay. You know, I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I've been cooped up.
For oh yeah, long. Me too. I'm ready to play. It's been a long time.
Now, don't get me wrong.
And the only place.
Don't get me.
I'm worried. I'm still concerned, but. Hey, there he is.
Yo, yo, yo.
Dave, how are you, brother?
Very well, my brother.
Let me do our sponsors here really quick. Dave, you got a little static.
Hold on. Yep, one second. I was getting my headphones unplugged or unraveled. Is it still staticky?
Much better.
Okay. Yeah, it was just me unraveling. unraveling it. Watch out.
Welcome, friends, to Indy's Local Flavor. I'm your host, Joe Carney. Please visit my sponsors and they will treat you right. A big shout out to everybody on the east side by Washington Square, and they've had some tough times recently. I drove by there. There were 4 stores that were boarded up, but still doing business. And I was like, okay. So big shout out to Aldi's, Big Lots, Best Buy, and of course, Meijer. Thanks for all that you do. Special thanks to everyone who listens in America on Anchor Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Blowhorn Podcast, and Player FM. I'm now heard worldwide in England, Ireland, Germany, Australia, Botswana, and our new listeners now in Israel and Sweden. Love you guys. I do have a charity I'm supporting, and please go to the website and support them as well. Please visit Hope for the Day. And the website is my HFTD, which is Harold Frank Tango Delta.org. Ball State alum Rick Carmack, friend of the show, his daughter, by the name of Addie, has the courage to tell her story of her battle with mental illness to shatter the silence in our community. You can make an impact. Please visit my.htfd.org. It's okay to not be okay. Please donate to a great cause. Thank you. Also, if you're in the market for a new car, used car, doesn't matter if you got bad credit, divorce, doesn't matter. My buddy Josh Cones down at Ray Skillman will treat you right. He will get you in the car you need or want. His cell phone number is 317-885-2700. Once again, Josh's cell phone number is, His cell phone number is 317-665-6559. Josh's cell phone number is 317-665-6559. Also, if you're looking for a mechanic, and you know what? A good mechanic's like a good doctor, a good lawyer, a good dentist. Go to Jones Family Auto. Call Mike Jones at 317-897-7724 or John Black, 765-647-2825. They will treat you right. Also, I'm a regular at this place. I'm sure my two guests have been there as well. Jules, a BS alumni. I'm doing this as a favor for her. WTTS 92.3 is giving you a chance to win a Back Together barbecue for you and 10 of your friends presented by Giacomo Upper Crust Pizza. You could win a Big Egg Grill, bison for the grill, all the sides and desserts you need to have the perfect gathering at your home. Your prize also includes Eclipse Bluetooth speaker, Grizzly cooler, Coleman camp chairs, and a cornhole game to entertain your friends. We'll even throw in a free pizza for an entire year from Giacomo's. WTTS is giving you a chance to win a complete Back Together barbecue each month this summer. You can register now at WTTSFM.com. The WTTS Back Together barbecue presented by Giacomo's Upper Crust Pizza with locations in Fort Bend, Greenwood, Irvington, and supported by Red Fraser Bison. Also, Cork and Barrel Wine Bar, Big Green Egg, which is grilling supplies for your cooking experiences, the Honey Baked Ham, Yinling Flight Light Beer, and Giacomo's Pizza. And like I said, I'm a regular. You can do carryout and delivery 11 to 9. And if you go to the Irvington location, make sure you say hello to Katie, Liz, or Mike. Gentlemen, Dave and Jeff, what's your favorite pies there at Giacomo's?
Ooh!
Or I could go first.
Yeah, what is yours?
Since
you're the regular, you're Irvington.
Yeah.
I'm there for Halloween.
And, oh, okay.
And all I right. visit the pub and Giacomo's, but let's hear yours.
My son's a big fan of the luau, the barbecue with pineapple.
Mm.
So, wow. So yeah, that's probably my favorite.
No, that's it. Unfortunately, I'm in that camp that the pineapple is a travesty. But hey, to each
okay,
his own.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
To each his own. To each his own.
So I've got Jeff with me, the trivia master, and Dave, the Indy 11 sucker VIP.
Indy 11, LA.
Let's make some noise for the Indy 11.
Woo. Yeah, baby.
So we're going to start. He'll never come on this show, but I want to talk about how we met at Ball State and okay. in the Wayback Machine. And I didn't start there my freshman year. I didn't start there in the fall of my freshman year. I started there in the spring of my freshman year. And I was at La Follette, which has been torn down in Hearst Hall.
Oh, La Follette, mm-hmm. baby. Shales.
So I had to take a summer class to get into the TCOM department, which we were both, that's how I met you guys. But I met Eric first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget this Leonard. Day. When I met
old Leonard,
when I met Leonard, we were in, I don't know if you remember the TCOM break room.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the TCOM break room.
Courtesy of David Letterman. Come on, shout outs.
Yes.
By the way,
Botswana, what's up? Germany, what's up? Come on, you got to give proper shout outs. Botswana.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say.
England.
Yes.
AWOL.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So it's me and Leonard, and it's the lunch break. And we're talking back and forth, and you know. Leonard gets a little loud, and he tells an off-color
joke. Not him.
No way.
An off-color joke? He told an off-color
joke
no.
in a crowded lunchroom, and I'm laughing. Everybody goes, and I'm laughing my butt off.
That's why you introduce yourself. Walk into the room. Yeah. Introduce yourself. All right.
You want an off-color joke to go along with the introduction?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Oh, boy.
I've never met you before, but here comes this joke.
Yeah. Okay. So I didn't meet. Now, I met Dave. He was in one of my classes.
Yeah.
So that's how we met each other. And then I met Jeff over at Leonard's apartment on Granville Street.
Woo!
Centennial, off of Centennial and Elm Street. Yeah,
right.
And, chopping and down crazy mountains thing is,
the crazy thing.
Oh there, yeah. There ah no yes.
So there was no phone there.
Yeah,
good, at the apartment. Nope.
Good thing.
Now that's a darn good thing. Darn good
no
thing.
No escape. No getting away.
So I usually would hang out with you guys during the week.
Because you can do it during the week. Right. So many inside joke references. Sorry, people.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
So Leonard would go to a payphone and call me in my dorm.
I remember this.
At Hurst Hall. And he said, "Hey, Joe, what are you doing?" "No, I'm done with my studies. What's going on?" "Nothing." "Okay, so come and get me." He's like, "All right." I don't remember the car he drove. He would come and get me.
He had a couple cars. It was a 86 Ford Mustang. Mm-hmm. And he had a Plymouth Duster.
Nice.
After that. A little black Plymouth Duster. Yeah.
Duster. So I'm the tallest. I'm 6'2", and I'm the tallest of the three, and I'm in the back seat. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So there was a couple I walked from my dorm to Leonard.
That's a good haul. That's a good haul.
That was a mile, if not 2 miles, easy.
But it's worth easily. Worth the walk. Worth the walk. A lot of good time. Many a good time.
Here. And mm-hmm. And I thank the heavens above that there were no dogs in that area, because I can't run that fast. But yeah, there was a couple times I walked over there. But that was a good time. Well, that's how I met Jeff.
Well, let me tell you how I met Dave.
State. Yeah, babe.
Okay.
Dave, I don't know if you remember this, but I've known you since you were like 15.
Yeah, that back in Newcastle.
Back in Newcastle one time, I believe we met through Leonard, probably, at Leonard's booth at the Noble Romans.
Exactly, post-football and basketball games. Leonard's boots.
Yep. Dave had the big trench coat. He had the brown London Fog trench coat. I remember thinking, how cool is this guy to wear a trench coat? You know, I thought, man, so we started talking and hanging out, you
plaid.
Know, and it just yeah.
Black
I remember,
and white plaid. Oh, Scott!
Yes, sir. And so we've known each other for over 30 years. Yeah. So,
exactly.
You know.
We start out so much talent from such a small town. You guys went to try. I went to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So you guys were in the greater Newcastle area.
Anderson. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we knew basketball.
Were you at the Wigwam or Madison Heights, or are you at regular Anderson? Regular Anderson.
I was at the original Anderson High School.
Anderson, a fool. Anderson Heavy. Anderson
yeah.
Heavy.
Right. Which, you know, rest in peace, that gym's over.
Which is shame. Yeah. Newcastle.
It is.
And they're trying to demote our status. Yeah. I still say we're the largest and the finest, even though.
You are the largest.
That's right. I'm not even going to entertain what some people say. It is the largest and the finest.
Well, and
I don't care what people say.
Let me tell you a little quick story about Newcastle Gym.
Sure.
Back a few years ago, I went to Las Vegas.
We're talking about.
I don't know if you guys know this.
We're talking about high school basketball for you international folks.
Yeah, well, I'll get there.
People won't know what the heck we're talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Went to Las Vegas, Caesar's Palace. There's this sports memorabilia shop. And at the time, I don't know if he still does it, but Pete Rose was there like 6 months out of the year back then, signing autographs,
all-time
whatever.
All-time hit king for all you don't know baseball, internationally as well.
Should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But,
I got
you know.
Your back.
London. So we were sitting there, and he goes, I got a picture to have him sign for my father for Christmas. And he said, "Where's your dad live?" And I said, "Newcastle, Indiana." He said, "Oh, with the world's biggest high school gym. I've been there."
Nice. That's awesome. Wow.
So Pete Rose, people, has been to Newcastle, Indiana. So there you go.
All-time hit king. I love it. That's great. And that's my team. That's both of our teams.
That's my
Yeah,
team.
I know.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, we got more titles than most teams. I'll say that.
You know why?
Indianapolis and the original baseball team. The original baseball team. Thank you.
Absolutely. 1869.
We're name dropping here.
Do you guys know why? Indianapolis doesn't have a Major League Baseball team?
Probably because of the Cubs, the Sox, and the Reds. I'm guessing. Shoot,
March shot. All the other owners said, "Yay, go for it."
Yep. I remember when the Indianapolis Arrows, they were trying to get that going. Remember that?
87.
Yes, I remember that too.
We bought in on that. My dad dropped some money to be like, "Let's do it." And he got a hat.
And he got a hat.
Hey, that hat's worth a lot of money now, probably.
Yeah.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah.
So let's shift gears. I want to start with things first. It was Bob Marley's 75th birthday this weekend, right?
I believe it was.
Nice.
Yeah.
I follow all his sons on Twitter, so I think it's exactly what the deal was.
Well, you were a big influence on me liking Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Because Songs of Freedom. That CD dropped, that box set dropped when I was at Ball State, and then you had all of his albums on CD.
Yeah, every single one, and tons of bootlegs, and
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Now, did you ever get the vinyl bootlegs?
Believe me, if I saw an artist that I saw a bootleg of, and I had the cash in my wallet, my pocket, I got it. So, you know what? I don't believe I have a bootleg of him. Many an artist on vinyl, but you know, tape, CD. We're in the cassette age generation. We're showing our age,
right.
So
yeah,
I have many,
yeah.
many of that, many on CD. So yeah, no, but you know, Vern and I, Jeff, are both huge live, as well as you are, live music fans, and
right.
No, but you know, I came across Bob Marley in, I think, late grade school. So I'm from the Caribbean, or I was born here, but my family coming from Dominican Republic, when anybody is of that stature from the Caribbean, they're a superstar to us all. You know, Roberto Clemente, David Big Papi Ortiz, you name it. You name it.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, not that we all speak the same language, but it's kind of like that nod. And I had a cousin who introduced me to Bob Marley, just like most people get introduced, like Legend, you know what I mean? Probably, I don't know what year Legend is. Probably not long after 81. Legend. Yeah, so
81.
It was probably right around there. Look at Carney, 81, bam. And so you know, just like that. And you start with an album and you expand out. And you know, I think most people, Legend, you know, or greatest hits or whatever with most artists. But yeah, I started with Legend. Mm-hmm. But, you know, his songs of being a rebel, of love, of peace, he kind of rode that edge, you know what I mean? Kind of like, just like current times, man, no justice, no peace, you know, all was great as long as all were treated the same. And we know that's still an issue, but yeah, I love Bob Marley and his music still rings true today, man. A poet, a prophet, just like they said.
His music,
and you know,
go ahead.
He was very spiritual in his songs too.
Oh yes,
which definitely. I really, really like. I mean, very, you know, redemption song. Oof, just listen to that. Oof. You know, it doesn't get much better than that for me.
Live, Pittsburgh. I love you too, baby.
Yes,
Pittsburgh. I got that one. That's an amazing show as well. Yeah.
Well, wow. You know, Bob Marley brought reggae to the world.
Indeed.
And then when Eric Clapton covered I Shot the Sheriff,
right.
And then people were saying, well, that song's been out there. And they're like, huh?
Yeah,
most people didn't know that.
Yeah. It took a while for people to realize who Bob Marley was and, you know, in other generations, so to speak. Yep.
Right, because, I mean, and I didn't know this was a Peter Tosh song, but you cannot beat, you know, if you put this song up against anybody, get up, stand
exactly.
Up. You cannot beat that. You can't put that up against anybody. Mm-hmm.
Most people think that's a Bob song. Yeah, I love Peter as much. You know what I mean? And maybe a little Bob more, but that's cutting hairs. You know, they're one. You know what I mean? They grew up together. Yeah, and they, you know, well, Bunny and I think Bunny is Bob's cousin, I believe. Bunny Whaler. So the Whalers, the original Wailing Whalers. So yeah.
So the big person for Jeff, I believe, is Tom Petty. Is that correct?
One of my favorites. I've had so many different ones over the years because I was you know, when I was high school, I liked Journey and then Aerosmith and then, you know, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And I'm huge going Zeppelin. To Tom Petty, though. Yeah, I'm just glad I got to see him live before the very last tour before he passed away.
Yeah.
Right.
Was amazing. Yeah.
I got to see him a couple times, once about sideways, but it counts.
No, but and the thing was, I remember about that show, after every song, he would like praise the audience. You know, thank you very much. Sure. Yeah. Really, really appreciate it. It was just, so sad that like 4 months later he was gone. And same thing with, and Dave was at the Motorhead show. Right before Lemmy passed away.
Because
I saw you there that night.
3 weeks, a month, I don't know. It wasn't long. It wasn't long.
He passed away in December, and I think the show was in September.
Okay, so a few months.
So it was like two and a half months. Wow. Yeah,
and he'd been canceling shows, if you recall, and we got lucky. I think our show was the first show maybe he came back and did a row of shows.
It was his first show back.
I recall that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they'd canceled two or three that were in the high altitude Denver you know, stuff like that, and then they got to us, and I'm like, please, please don't cancel that show.
Yeah. I was lucky enough, so that was an indie, and I was lucky enough to see Motorhead in Seattle as well back in the 2000s or so. But yeah, I mean, you know, heck, they've been touring for so long that I feel ashamed that it took. Ashamed it took me that long to see them. Then, you know what I mean? Lemmy, another legend. Roadie for Jimi Hendrix. Whoop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in England.
Because they were, after he went over to England and got with the other two guys, Noel and
Redding,
Mitch.
Yeah, so.
Yep. And, yep. They're living in the past.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Motorhead on the Young Ones?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I did.
Did you ever see Motorhead on the Young Ones?
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode. Oh, what a great show.
Yeah.
Shout out to England. You know what? You understand a lot of our artists. You understood the blues really before maybe we got it before our black artists, you know, before, you know, you took that and spun it, you know, music revolution that blew up everywhere. So shout out to England.
Yeah.
Well,
always.
The Beatles and Rolling Stones were both pretty,
Led
Zeppelin, a little bit later. Yeah.
Bluesy. Yeah. Very bluesy.
Yeah. They did their own thing. You know, the electric blues, as Muddy Waters said.
My big three, I never saw the Police.
Got to see them.
Never saw them. I never saw Prince.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Saw twice.
I saw his Heartbroken.
Never saw Prince either. Yeah, me too. Never saw that.
I've seen Coldplay three times, which is...
Saw Coldplay.
They're great.
I know, I know.
Yeah.
That's your top three. I don't even know if I could say a top three. We're just saying bands or live shows. What are we saying?
No, I mean
or just favorites.
The bands that had a huge influence on you.
Whew. Man.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, I know. I think you're probably right to put Marley in there. Led Zeppelin for me. Marley, Zeppelin. Gosh, I mean, I'd have to go by genre. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, how do I leave out like Run DMC or Public Enemy? How do I?
Yeah.
How do I leave out? You know, the Beatles, the Stones. How do I leave out? I mean, you know, it depends when you catch me. How I'm feeling. Like right now with the riots, you know, it's Marley, it's the Clash, it's Bad Brains. Yeah. You know, I'm angry.
Oh, I love the Clash.
Yeah. So
love the Clash.
So you know,
you will get arrested if you play. London Calling by the Clash.
What are you talking about?
In London?
Seriously?
Yeah. it's a band song.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Banned in the USA. Banned in D.C. So, yeah. Well, Bad Brains banned in D.C. They were banned.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
how many songs have been banned? I mean, even like Two Live Crew. Oh, tons. Who knew Two Live Crew was going to come up tonight? Oh, man.
Yeah.
You were in the house, so I kind of figured. So my next question for you guys is, you've already touched on it a little bit. Dave, what was your first concert?
Oh, wow. All right. So I think they literally were back-to-back weeks, and I'm not sure which is which. So we have had a little club here in Indy. Gosh, and here's the thing. There's so many little ones that were on the east side. But I think – near east side. I think this was at it was Sloppy Seconds. And it was a local kind of legendary punk band for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
sure. And they were opening for, oh God, what is the name of it? Five Piece. Legendary punk band. Oh my God, I blanked. Four of those. Yeah, four of the guys are like 400 pounds or more. And one skinny little dude. Oh my God, what is it? I'll get back to that. But anyway, and then that same that same week, it was. So here's the way I always tell it. First on stage, Public Enemy, with only two S1Ws on their first album, Yo Bum Rush the Show.
Right.
Next on, Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick together. Next on, Eric B. and Rakim. Next on, Houdini. Next on, LL Cool J. So the bad tour. So that was
wow.
Market Square Arena.
That's a pretty heavy lineup.
Am I mixing up? I'm going to throw the flag.
Am I mixing things up? Oh, no. Was it EPM? Who am I mixing in there? I'm starting to blur. I'm old. I'm 48. Okay. 87 bad tour
at Market Square on the Def Jam tour for LL Cool J was Dougie was Slick Rick.
Dougie beatbox for him.
I didn't see him.
Dougie, believe me, because I knew Dougie just as well. Yeah,
because Slick Rick dropped his first album, Great Adventures of Slick Rick.
By the way, there. Poison Idea was the name of that band. It just came to me. Poison Idea.
Okay.
Poison Idea for you punkers out there.
So it was Slick Rick opened. Slick Rick opened, and then Rakim was also.
Yep. So that's three.
And then I think it was Public Enemy and then LL Cool J.
But not in that order. Public Enemy was on first because at that time, I'm not sure I knew who they were. And then I got Yo Bum Rush the Show certainly thereafter. Because literally, there was like one fat S1W and one skinny one. Like, what is this? And they're in their camos.
Security
of the first world. They're in their camos. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this about to happen? And we're in like third, fourth row. And boy, did they bring it.
I was right there with you.
Boy, did they bring it.
I was right there with you.
Yeah, that was an amazing show.
Yeah, that was a great show. That was the summer of 87.
Go, LL. Go, LL. And he had to put up the name. And he had the couch out there. He had the couch out there and was gyrating into the couch during I Need Love. He tried to, keep his street cred. And, I Need Love.
So Jeff, what you got?
Yeah, what's your first?
Oh, I can't. I should have went first because mine's gonna sound so lame compared to Dave's. But actually, the very first show I ever remember going to, 1985, at Knightstown High School gym.
Oh, tell me.
For $5, we went to see Leonard was there, Henry Lee Summer.
Nice, nice. Hey, did Jimmy Reiser open up?
I don't think he had an opening act that night.
Okay, because I know Jimmy Reiser now. Jim Reiser. I mean, he performs music, but I know him now. And good dude.
Hey, I actually sang on stage with him one time.
With Jim Reiser? Or Henry?
I did.
That's awesome. Cool. Good.
Jimmy Reiser, Jim Reiser.
Good guy. Good guy.
Wow. But the first concert I ever really, as a kind of an adult and went and saw, they don't even do shows here anymore, Indianapolis Tennis Center.
Wow.
Fall of 1988. Nice. I can't remember who opened, but the headliner was REO Speedwagon. Yep.
Nice.
That's probably the band, one of the bands I've seen the most. Probably, as a matter of fact, I just saw them last summer. So I've seen REO Speedwagon 6-7 times since 88.
That's awesome.
Something like that.
Wow. Did you see them at the track, the horse track?
I didn't see that.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I thought maybe that's where you saw him. Great band. Here's a little factoid for you. In sixth grade, my buddy, God rest his soul, Robbie Sexton, and I were going to start an REO Speedwagon cover band.
Oh, really?
I swear to God, that's probably the first time I ever heard what a cover band was. And I'm like, what? What? And there you go. Robbie Sexton.
We're just going to sing REO songs, and that's it.
Just can't fight that feeling anymore. We're going to do it.
Nope.
Which was based on a Chicago fire department.
Oh, really? Ah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what the people. State fact, sorry, fire Chicago Fire Department.
We are dropping it tonight, people.
Yes. Okay, so I have a two-part answer for mine. My mom took me to Market Square.
Great. The basketball arena where the Pacers play, for another fact.
Absolutely. Market Square Arena.
Loaded. Great place. And
they played many hockey games there.
Gretzky probably played there, maybe. I don't know. So, maybe not.
I think Mark Messier played with them too.
Mark Messier did? The mess.
I didn't know that.
They played together here. Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky. They played together
if
here.
Canada's in the house. Say, Iowa.
I would love to have Canada. So my mom took me to this show, opened up with Keith Green, who's passed away, and it was the husband of Amy Grant.
Oh, I was like, I don't even know who you're talking about.
right. So that was her first husband. He died in a plane crash. But that the first
oh wow.
My mom took me to the Amy Grant show in '81 at Market Square. Skinner. My dad took to me to my, my first real concert. Public Image.
Oh, nice.
In '87.
London's in the house again.
With Johnny Rotten. Nice.
Yes, indeed.
And if you have that record,
which one? The first Pill album? Nice.
Yes, with him on it, that price is insane.
Huge.
And then they opened for Success in Australia.
That's a good one.
That was my first show.
You started off well, my friend.
Yeah, the Kick Out.
Woo, big one.
That was their biggest album, too.
Huge
album.
Australia.
Yes. So you go ahead, guys.
Aussie.
You know, just take your turn. You guys have been to some amazing shows. Dave, go ahead, because I know you got several.
Wow. I've been to it's sad to say I'm forgetting shows now. I mean, I've been to so many.
Well, tell them about your dad, too.
Well,
We
have a local club in town that had a promotion, I don't know, probably what, 8-9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, the first person to get a the first 20 people, and it's the Vogue. Thank you, Vogue. Name dropping. Vogue Theater. First 20 people to get a tattoo of an old ticket stub from the Vogue tattooed somewhere on their body and upload it to their website or their Facebook page or whatever it was at that time, got into the venue for life for free. Just one ticket, not you and a friend or anything like that. So I've got Fishbone, which there you go, one of my favorites as well. Fishbone, I think 1990 is the first one I could grab. I decided to do it. So I get into the Vogue for free. Yeah. And I've seen, you know, I spend so much money on concerts that at first I was like, of course I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? Like that is, oh my God, what, finally something for me. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then I was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But I've got a few tattoos anyway. And I was like, why aren't you doing this? So 2 days later, when it was like number 13, I was like, oh my God, I got to get on the table. And you know, I was number 19. And so 19. And
the worst part would have been
20, bam. There's two people out there with a tattoo, though. Yeah, that don't get in for free.
I was going to say, how many people got the tattoos that
22.
Didn't make the list?
Two, at least.
Oh, no.
So the legend goes. And they've got a binder with the pictures of your tattoo in you. And so every time you roll in, you got to lift up the shirt, do whatever. I have to lift up the shirt, and they got to see the gut. And I flashed the tattoo. Yep. I flashed the fishbone tattoo. Anyway, but yeah. So what are you asking? My favorite shows, best shows, memories of shows? Oh, my God.
Well, the one you told me was the one you went to Cleveland for.
Oh, God. What? Springsteen?
Red Hot. Oh. You saw Red Hot
Chili,
right?
Peppers? Oh, many times. Which one? What are you talking about?
At the Hall of Fame?
Oh, God. Well, I've been to the Hall of Fame induction shows twice, so that one was amazing. Yeah, I've been to two of those. I've been to two of those, both in Cleveland.
So tell me about that.
Okay, so that year inducted was, I believe, and memory's getting fuzzy, so let's see, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, maybe the Ronettes. So, you know, they do the groups now, too. The Faces.
Right.
Oh, So, who else? Was it Joan Jett? Joan Jett, I believe. Am I mistaken? I might be mixing stuff up now at this time. But amazing show. Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know, ended up with like 20 people on stage. George Clinton on stage, who produced their first, what, two albums, I believe.
Right, right.
You know, Frusciante, amazing. I don't know if he, I don't think, I think that was with the French guitarist at that time. I don't think, Frusciante was one of his little, you know, outs, which I believe he's back in. He's back in the band.
He is back in. Can't wait for their next album.
I love the Chili Peppers. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, me too.
I saw them last tour. Amazing. So always amazing.
I was there that night.
Hey, one of the best shows I ever saw. So listen to this. So market or the. So we have this place that used to be called the Hoosier Dome. They tore that down, but there is the convention center that used to be attached to it. So back in my sophomore year of our college years, maybe I think it was sophomore junior year, this show at the convention.
So that'd be 91,
so
right?
Blood Sugar Sex Magik headliner, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins had just come out with Gish, or was it? And then Pearl Jam just came out with 10. All back-to-back weeks, saw them at the convention center, 4,000 people, boom. That's
one of the best shows ever.
That was amazing. It was snowing so hard. We were coming from Ball State. Snowing so hard. There's a loop around Indianapolis, like an interstate. It was snowing so hard. I missed my exit. Circle. Yep, the circle. I missed the exit. Did a full circle around the city. We thought we were going to be late to the show. The show started like an hour later. They didn't even care. And everybody played. It was amazing. They don't do that anymore, man.
No, they don't.
That's one story for great concerts. Oh my god,
wow,
amazing! Wow. And that's it, Pearl Jam had not been Pearl Jam for long. They're like, hey, we used to be called Mookie Blaylock, and anybody know any? You know, and they were playing. did you know that? Little known fact.
Yeah,
I'm sure you knew that.
Yeah,
Ten was the first album.
They
after
were taking like
Mookie.
They didn't even have that many songs, so they played like their whole set, and they were like playing Mother Love Bone songs. I think they played, you know, they were taking requests basically. That was a hype show. Yeah. They blew it off, and then Pumpkins did. Billy Corgan being his ass self, and but it was amazing show. The Chili Pepper. Oh, and on the way, so we're leaving the venue, and I look to my left, I see the Chili Peppers tour bus. And what do I see? I see them come out of the venue wearing all four of them fur coats, like they're Stone Cold Bad. Pimps, exactly. And then right onto the bus and gone. Bam. Fur coats in that cold. Hilarious.
I thought you were going to tell me they had nothing but socks on.
Maybe so. They probably didn't put any clothes on. Probably just put on the furs and out. Hilarious.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I got so many show stories, but go on, your turn. Boy, check.
Jeff, you're up.
I still say the best show I ever saw was the 1997 Poor Touring Me Metallica show at Market Square Arena.
Oh, wow.
It was the stadium in the round. So they would go, Lars had a drum kit on each end of the stage. Yeah. It was huge stage. And then, you know, James Hetfield was all, there was many microphones around. They were all around. But when the song Inner Sandman came on. So when they were, you know, the part, boom, right? They're playing the song. And when he says boom, all the lights in the whole arena shut off. And then you see this guy, they kept going up and down from inside the stage. There was like a ramp in the middle of the stage. Some guy runs out of that. He's on fire. You know, this dude's it's part of the show. But this dude's on fire. He's running around on fire. And then you see at the far end of the stage, four light bulbs drop. And they come out and they each turn on a light bulb. And they play the rest of the show like that. Like the encore, like another three or four songs. Oh, and Rick Smith was at that show. I don't know if there's any Dutch people listening, but Rick Smith,
the Duncan Dutchman.
We're going to.
Great.
Yes.
Great guy.
Yep. So, and then
the car collector.
Yeah.
Motorbikes. He raced motorbikes after he retired. But that was an amazing show. Tom Petty's final show was great. And then, you know, you see little other acts. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Noah Kahan. I saw him last year. He's 22, 23 year old kid from Vermont or Massachusetts, something like that. He put on a great show. I felt bad because, you know, I'm a little bit older than his crowd, and I'm sitting here. I went to the show by myself, and a lot of other dads had got dragged there by their young daughters, and here I am, guy of a certain age, singing along with the songs. So, yeah, it was a good show. So there's been a lot of good shows, a lot to name, but the Metallica 97 at Market Square, that was pretty amazing.
Metallica front row 89. And Justice for All at Deer Creek. And it is Deer Creek. I don't care what they stick on the front of that.
Yeah, it will always be Deer Creek.
When they're blowing up Justice and everything in the stage and Newstead letting that thing swing in front of his head. Like they had like scaffolding that blew up. They get pretty theatrical nowadays, but you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. That's one of my best shows. That is one of my best shows.
When they came back out there,
the Cult opened up. England 90. In the house again.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ian Astbury,
Dave, do you remember going to the Smoking Roots tour with me?
Amazing.
No, I'm sorry.
We didn't go together, but we saw, and you got that shirt for it. Did we go together? I don't know. We hooked up. That was one of the best Lollapaloozas.
Well, we were working.
Oh, so we did go together. Oh, boy. No wonder I don't remember.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, Fishbone, Dinosaur June. Yeah.
You remember who's on that bill? No.
Which one are we at? 94? No, Alice in Chains, Primus? Which one?
Lollapalooza.
I'm thinking 93.
No. That was L7.
Okay, L7.
That was L7 when MCA wore the German disguise to watch all these people in the crowd. That was on the left-hand side, and then it was
Pumpkins.
George Clinton and a Tribe Called Quest and the Beasties.
I got to talk to MCA backstage.
And then Smashing Pumpkins was the closing, and I left because I got kicked right in the back during
Sabotage. That's awesome.
And I'm like, I'm out
you got sabotage. Yeah, that was a really good one. Yeah.
Your concert got sabotaged. Sorry.
That was a good one. Yeah, Beastie. God, that's, you know, Beastie Boys in Chicago circa, 92? Another one of my great shows. God.
Well, I remember, Dave, I remember when you went to that show because I remember thinking, he's going, I think it's a school night for Ball State, and he's going to a concert.
I remember I had gone to a final up in Chicago. Yeah, U2 and the Pixies, and one of the dudes from TCOM. Wow. God, I've forgotten him. And dude wouldn't take the wheel at all. I'm like, dude, I'm so tired. I can't do it. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm going to crash us. You two and the Pixies. That was Octoon Baby, and
great album.
I hope you're terrible.
No, I mean,
you know, you can say what you will about Bono here and there, and he's done good things, but that was a great album. Mysterious Ways, come on, man.
I hated that album.
Yeah, that's a great album. That's a great album.
Yeah.
Well, don't listen to the host.
So,
yes.
I've got two major concerts. I've been to shows at the Hoosier Dome. That was my worst show with the Bismarck Key.
What?
No security, and there was a bunch of fighting.
He was the headliner
halfway through it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It was EPMD and Bismarck Key and Rob Bass.
Nice.
And there was no security. They roped off. They roped off three-fourths of the Hoosier
Dome. There you go.
And that was my worst show. I'm like, nope, never again.
Too big. Yeah, for hip hop, especially.
I saw that. I saw Tribe Daylight at the Vogue.
Great,
that
great
was
show.
Insane. But I've seen for the golden age of hip hop, I saw everybody except for Run DMC, and I couldn't see Run DMC because I was a senior.
Market Square Arena, baby. Maybe one of the loudest shows I've ever seen. Amazing. The Forefathers, forgotten about in a way, which should be impossible. And say what you will about Walk This Way.
Right.
So many good songs. Forgotten. There would be no, you name it. Like, I mean, you know, and of course there's people before them, but they took it to another level. They exploded it. They got it on the radio. An amazing group. Right. Amazing group.
Mainstream. They got it mainstream.
Yeah, they did. So, they made rap. Yeah. First time I heard King of Rock. When I heard that on TLC, WTLC, shout out. That was, it changed my life. I literally, driving down Road 3, Vern, like by Baker, by Memorial Park.
I know what you're talking about.
Home, by Memorial Park, I was just like, oh my God, that's MDMC on WTLC. And I almost wrecked.
Yeah, I've been there. I understand.
People, rap was not played on the radio.
Indiana, It wasn't at all. So I've got so many shows I can talk about, but here's the main two that I have. The first one, it was 1990 Market Square. The lineup was Heavy D and the Boys, Digital Underground.
I was a dancer, people.
Right. And then it was who else?
Heavy D, Digital Underground. Big Daddy.
Maybe Big Daddy. The Smooth Operator. Public Enemy. Close the show.
Amazing. And poor guy.
And Digital Underground did the place exploded. So it was a great show. Public Enemy came on, and that was Fight the Power. That was the fight. That was the fear of the black. That was the fear of the black.
Got to give them what they want.
And that was Fight the Power.
Got to give them what they need.
Give them what they need. Hey. So, but that's not the crazy part of it. The crazy part of it is Heavy D and the Boys come out, and you guys know the Market Square building. It was three level and it
terrible
was diagonal parking.
This is the tragedy
down the hill. So Heavy D is playing a joke with the boys, and he's pretending like he's video game Donkey Kong, and he throws the trash barrels down at one of his dancers instead of jumping into the inside wall. He would have been okay, possibly. Trouble T. Roy, who's 23 years old, jumps to the outside wall, loses his footing, falls three stories down, bangs straight on
parking garage. Yeah.
Dies.
I remember finding out the next day and being like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, when I was driving out of there, going back to Anderson, I'm like, why are all these police cars here?
Yep.
And then bang. That was it. You know, that was. So, and you know, I think he had a daughter. So I'm pretty sure he had a daughter. So that was like a culminating moment in my concert shows.
I remember that.
On an up note.
I was there.
2006, the first time I saw Coldplay with my brother and sister.
I can't remember what year I saw them, but it was at Deer Creek,
It was the X and Y tour.
That might have been one.
And there was a strange setup in the lawn on the right hand side. So we're listening to the show, and they get halfway through their show, and there was also a little strange thing in the middle of the auditorium. So what happens is they came off from the stage and sang like three songs in the middle of the auditorium, and I'm like, holy crap, they're gonna come out.
I think I remember. Yeah.
And they came out into the lawn. And, you know, Guy, Chris, Johnny, and Will started singing. And, you know, me and my brother and sister rushed the lawn.
Oh, are you there?
Hello?
I lost you, con dog.
There he is. I've had two calls come in. I'm like, criminy people. So anyway, so they do like three songs. And Coldplay was at the tribute for a major birthday artist that everybody knows. So they start singing I'm a Believer by Neil Diamond that the Monkees made famous. Yep. And I'm like, wow.
Wow.
And I'm like, it doesn't get better than that.
Nice.
Hey, I saw Neil Diamond in concert once, too.
He's cool. Great. Cool. Very cool. And now I remember I have seen Coldplay twice because I saw them out at the Gorge, which is where I saw the Sideways Tom Petty show, sort of saw.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, that was great. The Gorge, probably the best outdoor venue I can think of that I've been to. Though, England, I'm coming to you.
What
I want to see what you got out there in some of your festivals. All right. So,
what it was the weirdest, Joe, since you mentioned that, what's one of the weirdest things you've seen happen at a concert? Like what the crowd, but the band crowd has done.
The weirdest thing on stage?
I'm going to ask a question. Now, the crowd, forget it.
Weird stuff there.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what,
that's easy.
Last summer out at Deer Creek,
I've seen riots.
Okay, go ahead.
Smoking Groove's tour, Cypress Hills on the bill.
Oh.
And there's a guy.
Cypress
Hills on the bill. And he says, let's go, guys. Let's go, guys.
Insane.
He throws him up a fatty.
Yeah, and baby.
He smokes it right there on stage.
I remember that.
Holy cow. I think that was the show we went to.
We went together, yeah. So
yeah, Dave, that was the one we missed on the bill.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. He smoked a fatty right on stage, and I'm like, only Cypress Hill can pull that one.
Willie Nelson did that. Willie Nelson did that in concert. He's up there. Yeah. But last summer, I saw Cage the Elephant And Matt Scholes from Cage the Elephant, during the last song, he's out there and he starts out in this big outfit. And by the time they're done, he's in a pair of looks like old running shorts from the 80s, really short shorts. That's all he's got on. And a pair of tennis shoes. And so he's got the microphone. He's comes off the stage. He just jumps off the stage. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? So he's still singing, walking through the crowd. He's up in the lawn. You look up. Next thing you know, there's a back pavilion. He has climbed to the top of the back pavilion. He's standing on top of it, acting like he's king of the world. That was one of the funniest, greatest things I've ever seen. It was just
Weird Al.
I was like, what is this guy doing?
I've seen Weird Al do that. And when somebody's got a remote, I love it, man. Because I've seen Bootsy come through rolling through the crowd. I mean,
I
love it when people come rolling through the crowd. Weird Al. Who else?
I do. It's the best thing. It really is. It's connecting it's great.
Get out here. Come get in the pit with me. Yeah.
To add on to Eli, when Bootsy was here at the Vogue in 94, he high-fived everybody in the crowd.
Yes, everybody. While playing bass.
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow.
And a little tidbit to keep it in that family. So when the first Gulf War.
Right, 92.
Bernie Worrell at a little tiny club.
Yeah,
about eight of us. About eight of us. Right when the Gulf War was about to bust, I felt so bad. I bought him drinks. I was like, man, I'm sorry, but he's like, I'm getting paid. You know, of course, I'm young. I'm like, man, there's only eight people here. You're not going to make much money. I'm thinking in my mind, probably. I was like, yeah, right. I got my front here, but anyway, Bernie got another story there. Bernie got free drinks for me that night. So
rest in peace. He was a great organist.
Amazing. Amazing.
Great organist for P-Funk.
Professor Longhair. God rest his soul, man.
I don't know if you guys know this or not. At the last Coldplay show at Bankers Life in 2016, they also did the stage. We were 10 feet away from them again.
Nice.
My brother and my sister and my brother-in-law were 10 feet away from them again, and they took requests by Instagram, and you know, some 18-year-old got happy birthday or whatever. But anyway, they walked. They walked from the stage at the far end of the stadium to right by. We were in the middle deck. You know, I don't know, 10 rows up in the middle, with no security. Nobody touched them.
Wow, that's cool. That's I remember. God, how many times Angelo from Fishbone just walked, I love it when people fraternize with their crowd,
me too.
I do
before
too.
They come too big, Eddie Vedder is like my shoulder, and I'm a short guy for you people out in podcast land.
He's short. Very small. Yeah.
Brent's tiny. Lenny Kravitz, tiny. Grab my hand. Peter Gabriel, all that, man, when their tours crossed. Were you there, Carney?
I didn't see Lenny. I would love to see Lenny.
I've seen Lenny a few times, but Lenny, his tour crossed with Peter Gabriel in the WOMAD Festival, one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Wow.
So he jumped on the bill.
Wow.
Amazing. But that wasn't the night I grabbed hands with him. But Peter Gabriel's so amazing. That show. Sheila and Shonda.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
That's one of my people I would love to see is Peter Gabriel.
Amazing, amazing. Me too. Yeah, I miss David Bowie. That's David Bowie and Michael.
Yeah.
That's how about this question? Your biggest misses? Mine, David Bowie, Michael Jackson. I could go. That's first two that come to my mind. And
David Bowie, Prince. With same vein, the Police would have been just amazing to see as a group.
That comeback tour I got to see out in Washington State.
Lucky.
They were amazing.
You're lucky.
And they played everything up tempo. They're trying to be credited. You're just throwing their stuff had a ska tinge to it, like a punk. They were trying to be like, we're just another punk band from England. You know what I mean? Trying to do that thing.
Stuart Copeland all day. That's nuts.
So much talent. So much talent. Love that. Yeah. Say what you will mm-hmm. about Sting. Talented. Whatever. It was amazing. Love it.
My list can go on for days. Prince, Michael Jackson, Run DMC, never seen the Police.
Yeah.
Never seen the Stones.
The Stones a couple times.
I saw Sting. Saw Sting. Yeah. The show she only came here once that I know of, Sade.
Oh, saw her.
Sound exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Like yeah.
Sorry to my wife, but Sade, anytime, baby, I'm ready for you. I am ready for you. That voice.
And she's like 58.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah, still. She's still beautiful. It's so, and it's what comes
so,
out of that voice.
Oh. Sultry.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sultry, smooth. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing.
Well, let's work this.
Yeah,
the next question.
Mm-hmm. That was a great show.
Why do you guys collect records?
Because music's the greatest thing on earth, besides maybe your children and your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
I collect records because it's the best sounding format.
Ah, I see what you're getting at. Your angle.
So why do you guys?
Go ahead, Dave.
Because it'll bleed into my last answer, because music is the greatest thing maybe besides family and that love and music is love.
Yeah.
And it's just an extension of that. Any way I can get my hand on the format, it doesn't matter to me, because I'm not an audiophile per se. I love the good sounding music, but since I kind of grew up on bootlegs and cassettes and that kind of thing too, I'm used to a hiss. Sure. You know, I'm a huge Grateful Dead fan. I don't mind, you know, believe me, I'll turn it into my own magic. So if I can get a record and it's a big freaking beautiful square, all the more I can be in touch with that music. So that to me it's just another piece of the thing that's one of the greatest things in my life, and that's music. So
I agree.
Yeah.
It's been a complete inspiration, and music, what I love about music, it can make you feel so many emotions. Mm-hmm. It can make you feel happy, sad, you know, just
you name it, the gambit.
Everything.
Yes.
Overpowered. You hear a lyric or a song or a beat or a riff or something mm-hmm. that just sticks in your mind. Yep. Love listening to albums.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I only buy albums that come out, like new music comes out, I usually buy the vinyl record.
Right.
Yeah, you collect much more vinyl. I used to have a bunch, but I was going to open a store at that time, but I'd moved around so much too that it got too much to carry.
It's heavy,
but it's starting to come back.
Yeah.
Now this is in the Forever House. It's starting to come back, but it's heavy. And I got rooked on a bunch of selling my vinyl. That place isn't alive anymore, but man,
I agree.
Some Zappa stuff, some
Hendrick
stuff, some stuff that is like, oh, I can't believe I'm selling it for that price. You know,
you have Hendrix. And bootlegs.
Oh,
Dave, do you remember the party we had at Joe Pacino's house?
He whips
out some bootleg Jimi Hendrix.
Wow.
Reel to reel. And played it for me and Leonard.
I kind of remember that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
That was
I wasn't at that party.
Joe Pacino.
Yeah, he got off the reel to reel. And
blast from the past.
Yeah, wow. Old Joe Pacino socks and sandals, man.
That's right, baby.
Dr. Joe heard my show, and he wants me to come speak next fall.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
cool.
No format. That's great. I remember, you know, when they bring back people, that's I love that. I remember Mark Patrick. Remember? Oh, my God, Mark Patrick.
I remember Mark Patrick in
how did he
Dave Smith's
that's
class.
You're welcome, Mark Patrick.
Yes.
So
I'm going to do my little thing about music. Well, you probably don't know, I'm a huge Star Wars guy.
Love him.
Oh, really?
Love him. Yeah. Love it. Love
yeah,
it too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love mashups.
Ah.
So there was this DJ, I'm drawing a blank on the name.
DJ.
He did a mashup of Biggie, Life After Death, and the Star Wars soundtrack. And it fits.
Oh, that's awesome.
It fits perfectly.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I was thinking about my daughter, and I was thinking about, and my mom said this, and she said, well, Joe, when you're 15, you used to be in your bedroom all the time, too. And I'm like,
that makes sense.
Here's the thing that I figured out last week, and I'm like, no, wait a minute. I'm a music lover because I didn't have a television in my room.
Nice.
So all I did was listen to the radio or cassettes, finally got hold of CDs. But that's why I'm a music lover, and that's why I know these songs forwards, backwards, and sideways. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's why it sparks every emotion for me. It could take me back to many memories of whatever time that song's from, and that's why music does it for me every time.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what you were feeling at that point in your life, or you hear a song, it reminds me of, hey, I dated this person, or I was doing this at that time, or I worked here.
Yep.
Right. Because, I mean, I didn't have a TV in my room.
Nope, nor I.
Till I was like...
Hell.
From age 10 to 19. So I'm listening to, and there wasn't cable in the dorms.
Nah.
So, you know, that's where I discovered Led Zeppelin, Bob Marley, the Beatles. Was in the, you know, because Discount Den.
Yeah.
Both states.
Bought a bunch of records there, man. A bunch of CDs, I should say.
Cassettes.
Yeah.
It was great. Thing. Oh, it was the best.
And I was there for the...
and then One Music shout out.
At Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
I was there for... the midnight sale for Beastie Boys, Check Your Head.
Nice.
So,
what a great album. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the tour I saw in Chicago, man. At the Vic.
Yeah.
I think it was at the Vic. Oh, what a...
Wow.
Yeah. They have a lot of great venues in Chicago. Oh, man. I think Rollins Band opened up.
He's amazing.
You saw Beasties with on Ad Rock's birthday on Halloween, right? Was that the Fairgrounds? Oh. You didn't see that show? Oh, my God.
No, nope.
Amazing. Nope. One of my favorite live bands, Beasties. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite bands.
Hip hop stuff.
Yeah, everything. No, I love everything.
By far,
even their 70s groove stuff.
Everything. I mean, when MCA died and Jam Master Jay died, that was like my brother's day.
Yeah, man.
So
man.
Same with Prince, man.
Yeah, exactly.
When Prince died.
Oh, God, that was painful.
Yeah,
that was painful. There, so,
tragedy,
that
was unexpected
punch.
Tragedy.
That was a gut punch.
When an artist you love dies, it is. It's like losing a family member. It's like I don't know, like losing a part of yourself, losing some of your childhood, whatever, you know, a little bit of.
Well, and though here's the way I looked at it when Tom Petty died, I can't remember a time in my life when Tom Petty wasn't releasing music. From the time I first started listening to music when I was 10 years old, Tom Petty was there, and then he just wasn't, just all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And it was like a same thing with Prince. I remember watching Purple Rain on VHS at Leonard's dad's house.
I think I still got
him for the lakes.
I think I've turned it
over. He kept pausing it. I think as a matter of fact, he wore out the pause button on that VCR. Had to get it
Apollonia?
Fixed a couple times because of that Apollonia.
Yeah.
Lake Minnetonka.
There you go. Right. George Floyd, no justice, no peace, by the way. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Atlanta, burn it down.
That's funny.
Burn, Hollywood, burn. I saw NWA.
You went to Kendall Armory?
No, they were at Market Square Arena. Oh. Market Square Arena.
No, they were not.
Dude, are you insane?
Straight, brother.
Oh, okay.
Yes, tell me. They were at the Tyndale Armory. That's why I didn't go.
Dude, maybe before they went to Market Square Arena, and guess who opened up? Who's dude who crushed his throat?
The DLC
opened up. Yes, I saw NWA there. Come on now. Don't tell me I didn't go.
They didn't play at Market Square.
I'm going to look it up right now for
you.
You're insane.
They're at the Tyndall Armory.
If I go to my internet, will it knock me off the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I won't do that. Look it up afterwards, because, dude, don't make me bust out my concert sticker, my concert ticket on you.
Okay, that's fine. They were at the Tyndall Armory in '88. That's why I didn't go.
'89.
No security.
'89 Market Square.
Okay.
Bam.
They were not at Market Square.
Look it up. Look it up. Look, that's fine. Even in the movie.
No, 89.
They went Cincinnati. Remember,
was the Run DMC show. That was the Run DMC show. There was no way NWA was at Market Square.
Look it up, dude. I was there. DOC opened up.
Okay.
All right.
That might have been 1990. Right,
maybe it was 90 then.
Maybe.
You've had a cleaner life than I am. Clean lamb man now. I'm a clean man now.
True indeed.
But yeah, that I cannot forget. Are you kidding me? The police lights on the stage. Woo, woo. And Eazy-E did his songs and NWA. So they did it back.
Eazy-E was all Ice Cube.
I know. Hey, but hey, he could deliver it. Okay. Hey, don't try to diss Eazy-E. Yeah. Rest in peace, Eazy. turned rap to businessman. And like to.
Yeah, that Shug killed supposedly with an HIV injection.
Oh, I don't know about that. But
killed him.
I think he had a lot of opportunities to do himself
without having any injections.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm so. Yeah, don't get. Probably had something to do with Tupac or Biggie or I don't know. But I don't know about Eazy. But what? Legacy funny. Remains. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But the legacy remains. Oh, that's the memory, isn't
so,
it?
Memory remains. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
This has got to be the last question.
Oh.
What was probably your biggest surprise concert?
Ooh. Oh,
if that's too hard of a question.
No, well, first, surprise. Well, surprise that my wife gave me a surprise.
You didn't really know the artist.
I was going to say, I got a surprise 40th birthday Rolling Stones at the first concert ever at Churchill Downs. Our horse track here.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Churchill Downs.
Louisville.
Surprise. Yep. Louisville, Kentucky. Home of Cassius Clay. Muhammad Ali for y'all. Let's see. Surprise. Somebody who blew me away.
Yeah.
Go ahead if somebody else has got it. Because
That's a tough.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Okay.
At the Cow Barn at the State Fair.
Oh.
The opening band, it was going to the Cypress Hill show.
God, nice.
1990. The opening band, the acoustics were garbage.
Imagine that. It's a fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine. And they still tore it up.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah.
They still tore it up.
First Tibetan Freedom concert. I was out in San Francisco. Rage Against the Machine dropping Bulls on Parade, Bjork, Beastie Boys, NBA.
Oh,
wow.
Tibetan Freedom concert. Wow. God bless your soul. We dropped money to go out there. The Polo Grounds in San Francisco. Amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
I can keep. I got a million of them, baby. I can keep them. We dropped money for that. Yeah, that was amazing. Grateful Dead at the Riot.
You flew out there?
Second, third, last show. Flew out there, flew into San Francisco, didn't even have a hotel room. My buddy's like, we'll find one. The 6 miles of San Francisco. We walked the whole city and finally found some like junky flop house. Literally, there was like a bloody thing in the trash can. I was like, oh man. Anyway, we were there for, it was amazing. What a show. 2 days, two concerts. Amazing.
Wow.
I recorded both shows. So this is when I used to bootleg shows and, I go through the airport security and somehow it zaps all my recordings. Like I think going through
No.
Zapped all my recordings. Eight cassettes. 18 cassettes.
Oh
wow!
Oh
my God,
that's a tragedy. Oh. Anyway,
it is a tragedy. Oh, yeah,
no kidding. No kidding.
Let's see,
Jeff.
You know, Jeff, you got the there were, you know, the Do 317 is a great thing here in Indianapolis.
Yes, it is.
I've won several tickets through them. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I've just gone, "Hey, you win tickets to see, you know, whoever."
Shout out, Do 317.
Yes, shout out to those guys.
World Party,
but
they got me into World Party. That was good.
I'm trying to think.
Katie Lang, that was a great show.
I was
amazing.
I would have went to that. I would have went to that.
Yeah. At the Mira. Oh,
not many that I've turned down from them.
I didn't get that from them, but I'm just saying surprise shows. She was amazing.
I was really surprised with, and this is, I don't know if you believe this or not, but last fall or last year, there were three 80s hair bands touring together, Bullet Boys, Enough Is Enough, and the headliner was Great White, Jack Russell.
Oh, wow.
Great one.
Yeah. Sure.
And I still can't believe how good they sounded. You know, they all sounded so, and I really, you know, it's, you know, bands like that, they partied and everything.
Oh,
you wonder, you know, if it's going to be a, you know, a good show, but it was. They were good. So,
hey, well, okay. I you know what? Bam. How could I forget? So, I've seen Guns N' Roses 3 times.
I've only seen them once.
Yeah.
2 years ago, seeing Guns N' Roses, my surprise show, down in Cincinnati, my show of the year. A lot of shows in a year. Guns N' Roses on the reunion, whatever, back together again, tour, whatever you want to call it. Amazing. It was flawless. Axel.
My brother was there.
Amazing. Amazing. It was amazing. His voice.
Was amazing. Why was
his
it
voice
amazing?
Intact.
Why was it
and
amazing?
It was not recorded. They didn't know anything like that. It was flawless. It was down to his
Slash.
Team. Slash sounded amazing.
Duff, Slash
amazing.
Is that whole band. Slash
no way,
is that
no
whole
way.
Band.
Not the whole band. No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's that whole
Carney.
Band.
Anyway. Anyway, they sounded amazing. It was so choreographed down to a T because there's, you know, they're cueing from video, doing music interludes and this and that. It was amazing. And I'm
my
I had
brother
tickets on the floor for them, and they had to cancel and they're going to reschedule. They better. Amazing.
They better because I was going to that show too.
It's amazing. You'll love it. You'll love it, Vern.
My brother said he actually shed a tear at that show.
It was amazing.
Because of that, it was just amazing. He said he never thought he'd see them all back together, except for Izzy. Of course, he wasn't there.
Yeah,
but,
I hope Izzy shout out Lafayette. Yeah.
Izzy Stradlin,
Izzy and Axel, both from Lafayette, Indiana, y'all.
So, yep,
right.
It was an amazing show. That is maybe my biggest surprise that I can think of right now, and it was my show of the year. It was that good.
Well, you know, another show I was surprised at was
Axel
the Black
was in
Sabbath
shape
show.
That was good. That was good, man. Deer Creek.
The show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
This last tour. Yeah. It was amazing. With Rage's drummer.
Yes. Oh, it was great.
Yep.
Brad
Wilk.
Yep. He was the drummer.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He brought it.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, I don't know if, anyway, I won't get into that whole thing.
The Revolution. Whew. Was here last year at the Vogue.
Supposedly they're
it.
Touring again. Yeah, I did not make that either. Yeah.
That,
oh my God. Worst day in the time. Like, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago? Still amazing.
John
Hurley.
Our friend of the show, John, saw them.
Nice. Great show. It was amazing.
He said it was awesome.
Love John Hurley. My man.
Guys, we got to wrap this up. My name's Joe Carney, and for Dave and Jeff, this is Indy's Local Flavor. And I'll see you.